is this?
Oh God! Oh, you are the worst person ever. These are retarded children singing.
Turn this off!
I'm not kidding. They put out an entire album to raise money for something.
Turn this off!
How do you still have this?
I don't support this.
Oh my God, I totally support this. Jen paid for it.
She donated and they gave her a song.
Oh my God. Better watch out.
Thank you. Oh my wow. God. You dirty
wow,
asshole.
You just brought so much back. That's great.
Eli's bringing retarded back.
In a whole new way.
So,
Riri is in this season.
In the tradition of post shows about old cartoons, a couple of podcasts ago, we were asked what cartoons from the 90s we liked, and we were like, what, there weren't any. And I don't know why we just fucking blanked, because there's a fuck ton, and they were all really good. So, one of the posters, Core1065, in the forum, made a list for us, just a quick list. So number one, I don't know why we weren't thinking of these. I think we talked briefly about Gargoyles.
Oh,
I
yeah,
watched a little
yeah,
bit of
that. I love that Gargoyles. Show. I watch that all the time, actually.
I always think it's weird how Gargoyles helped to, like, spawn the, like, anthro scene of, like, online animal porn people.
Yeah, that's gross. Stop it.
Like, I didn't know...
What?
He's talking about, like, everybody drew pictures of Goliath banging other people.
Or no,
something.
Like, there's the subset of, like, sexual deviants on the internet that like to see, like, foxes banging deers or whatever that look like people. There's a fuck ton of those people. They're all on DeviantArt.
Sorry, I just love the concept of foxes banging deers.
They are, whatever. Just big fucking...
It's this little tiny fox with, like, the white tail.
Racks
like,
of antlers.
On the yeah. back of this huge-ass deer.
Yeah, but they look like dudes. I mean, they have, you know, human proportions. And apparently they all gravitated towards... the Gargoyles, because they were essentially that. And then, at the end, they actually did make Elisa and Goliath romantically involved. But in subtext only, it was very strange.
Yeah, that was weird.
They talked about how they couldn't be together and shit, and I'm like, oh, gross. His giant velvety cock, like...
Oh, because if he ever experiences true happiness,
right, he
turns evil.
He turns into stone.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. We've got, obviously, Ninja Turtles, which...
Sure.
It goes without saying. I recommend...
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team! They're really hit! They're heroes and half show, and they're green.
Hey, get a grip!
Oh my Love god. That.
Yeah. When the evil Shredder attacks...
These turtle boys ain't
These
cutting
turtle
no
boys... I'm just cutting no slack. I recommend that anyone look up the episode guide anywhere on the internet for Ninja Turtles and how fucking bizarre it is. They have some seasons with over 60 episodes, and they have some with like 8. And as a kid, I was completely impervious to all of that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's like,
it doesn't
it's a rerun,
matter.
And it's like, sweet, it's more turtles. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter.
New one, old one, didn't fucking care.
Donatello's pissed off at Michelangelo again.
What? He broke his invention. What? So, Batman the Animated Series.
Excellent.
Which is still good now.
Excellent. Good.
Yep.
Like, I would watch that today. Happily. I remember most of them, too. That, do you remember when they changed? Okay, they used to have that orchestrated, the theme, but they used to have the scenes orchestrated to it, like explosions and bank robberies and whatever. And then, like, a few seasons in, they changed it to, like, a clip montage.
I don't
kept the same music.
I remember the intro.
Remember the Zeppelins? Like the Warner Brothers logo turned into the Gotham Police Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
I'm look that up right now.
Do you want to share any memories about Batman?
Yeah, that I watched. That was great. All the other shows, I didn't really watch them. I mean, I did, but I was already like in high school. So I wasn't like huge.
That's
on,
true. You're old.
I wasn't huge on watching like Ninja Turtles and...
I always liked that Batman always had TNG people in it. Like, and so did Gargoyles, as a matter of fact.
Gargoyles is really vague to me. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I remember it But I never really watched it again.
Gargoyles was one of the only cartoons that had a huge overarching mythology that they actually stuck to. Like, there was plot development as a cartoon, which was weird. Characters came back each season and got more and more detailed. And Batman was the same way. I actually watched Beast Wars, Transformers, which was way too old to be watching.
Like the video game?
No, the Transformers CGI TV show. I watched it because it was CG, and I was like interested in seeing what they could do. And for the time, I think even for the time, it was probably terrible.
It was.
Animaniacs,
excellent. That and Tiny Toons.
Animaniacs is better than Tiny Toon Adventures.
No, it is.
In my
it is.
Opinion. Because right. Tiny Toons did not have the adult Animaniacs. Side of the
no.
humor.
But Tiny Toons was still a
with
good...
With Yakko, Wacko, and Dot?
Yeah. Tiny
I
Toons still
that.
Had
I like
enough
it,
of the classic Warner Brothers cartoons feel with all the characters. Like, they still... Like, it was all very silly, but it was all still...
Yeah, it was
had
more like
that spirit.
Wacky humor,
right.
Maybe?
Did you do you guys
Animaniacs
remember that show? It came on usually. We watched it before going to school, so it must have been early, but it was called Hysteria.
Yeah. I loved that. It was so
funny. It was
funny.
Pretty great.
The animation was terrible, but the jokes were hilarious.
I know. It was super... It
really
was
good
actually,
voice actors on it, too. Like,
and Napoleon, they made Napoleon this little tiny dude with his hand in his pocket, and it was because... They said it was because his wife, Josephine, like, always bought expensive stuff, so he was actually holding on to his wallet.
Okay.
I don't know. That show is great.
Maurice LaMarche was on that, and Robert Paulson was on that, mm-hmm. and just really good, voice actors, but bad animation.
They had Nostradamus.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then they had misinformation.
Thank you.
You had to do that. You just had to do that.
Animaniacs was fantastic, though, because it had the multi-layered humor, where there was like pratfalls for kids, and then like social satire for adults, but... It's extremely 90s based.
Yeah.
Like, if you watched it now and you did not live through pop culture in the 90s, it wouldn't make any sense. There's a lot of references to, like, 90s things. You know?
I had, like, maybe 20 or 30 episodes of that saved off somewhere that I would watch every once in a while.
Tiny Toons was the same way, where there's a lot of pop culture references. Not to the same extent, but, like, you know, right. They would do, like, Batman, Michael Keaton Batman references and stuff. Like, Plucky Duck was like Batman or something one time, and there was a lot of Michael
Plucky
Keaton
Duck.
Batman references.
Do you watch
Why
that?
Why did I go down the hole? Sorry,
that was funny.
That was classic.
You watched that movie that they, the summer vacation movie?
Mm-hmm. That's where that came from, the water go down
it?
The hole thing. Want to push the button. That's funny.
That was pretty good.
You need to get your daughter hooked on that stuff, like, now.
The good stuff, yeah.
She will only watch Elmo.
We tried to...
Not just Sesame Street.
We were trying to turn your TV on while we were out there when you guys kicked us out for Battlestar.
Yeah.
And like, just turn it on. They might have it on DVR. And I guess he got the wrong remote. And like, Elmo started playing. I'm like, kill it now with fire, with a lot of fire.
She won't even watch. Like,
hi, Denise!
She won't even watch the rest of
Don't
Sesame
burn
Street.
Me!
She'll only watch Elmo.
So crazy.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Let's get
dangerous.
Darkwing Duck.
Right.
When there's trouble, call DW.
Shit, what was the other duck? Tails.
DuckTales, which we've talked about before.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yes, we've done that song.
Tailspin, the whole thing.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale!
Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale, when there's danger! Now it never fails! They'll take the clues and find the wins and hows and who's.
You know what I loved about that show was that they would make shit out of like acorns and rubber bands, and then I would go try and make it.
And it
Me too.
Work.
No,
I totally did that. I think we all did that.
I'm like trying to make their cars
like,
out of
like
shoeboxes and
Bridget totally got or Bridget or Gidget.
Gidget.
She can make a plane out of like this ruler and two rubber bands.
And
I'm like, okay.
Do you remember what their plane was?
No,
it was a soda bottle or like a soap squirt bottle
great.
With flappy wings and.
Uh-huh.
Rubber bands.
And this little fly was called Zipper.
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, it's funny because
he would have died way before that show ended.
Me
what was
and,
the name of the big fat rat?
Monty.
Monterey Jack.
Ah, Monty.
It's funny because me and Nikki were just talking about that last night because you're like, yeah, Kirby, your cat, like, it sounds like Monty from Rescue Rangers because Monty went.
It's an Australian accent.
No, because Monty,
Oi,
like.
Give me some cheese, Eli!
Well, Monty's goes crazy
oh my
for
God,
cheese
the day
also.
That Kirby ever says that, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to hear that, and I'm going to fucking just run screaming like a little girl. Oh, God.
Drip some of that food on me face, Eli!
Do you ever watch that show? There's this fat little rat called Monty. He has an Australian
accent. He's too old for all this. He doesn't know any of this stuff.
And he goes crazy when he smells cheese. And he's like, cheese!
And his mustache flies out.
Yeah, and like it like poof. Flattens out. It's so, yeah, it's no, so cute.
I don't know.
But he's way too animated to be Kirby.
That's Kirby.
Sounds like a bunch of writers on LSD going, and then there's a thing that when it gets near cheese, it freaks out.
Honestly, it is a lot like that because the premises you just accepted when you were a kid, but the idea of Chip and Dale, the mischievous chipmunks,
rescue
and like a few rats and a fly solving crimes.
It's awesome.
Makes no sense.
It's so great.
And they're so in the great. Human world. They just happen to be the only ones that figure out the crimes.
Yeah, and Chip has this little leather bomber jacket that he has on all the time,
fedora.
Right? Yeah, and Dale had the Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Oh, so cute.
Yeah, he was a slacker asshole. They were a lot like the dynamic of the brothers from Wings. There was the one...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought about that kind of stuff when I was 11. What's wrong with me? Animated X-Men, which we've talked about before.
Yep.
Bobby's World.
I don't know.
Oh,
featuring
wow.
Howie Mandel.
Wow. And a fucking tricycle.
Yeah. He lived in his imagination. Do you remember a very brief Macaulay Culkin cartoon called, I want to say it was called The Wishmaster?
Yes.
He had a magical baseball glove
Wait,
that gave him one wish a day.
I thought, was that a show or a movie? I thought that was a movie.
I think Wishmaster is a Clive Barker horror movie about.
That, there is that, yeah.
No,
it might not have been called Wishmaster, but it was called Wish Boy or Wish Baby.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think I ever saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
He would make a wish every day that would like throw the world into turmoil, and then by the time he went to bed, it would turn back the way it was.
I thought it was a movie. I don't know.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh,
yes,
I like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very good stuff. That. Still funny. I think that was like the precursor to SpongeBob, where it was like just kind of offbeat and odd.
Oh, my
and,
God. Rocko's...
Wallaby.
Oi, oi, oi.
That's right. It was a wallaby.
And like, a heifer, wait, the cow.
Yeah.
And my favorite quote from that ever was, heifer is worried that he's eating too much. And he sees on a label somewhere that says, like, you know, if you eat too much, you'll be a glutton. And he's eating a whole shit ton. And he goes, I'm a glutton!
Like, not, nice.
It's glutton, Hef. Like, a glutton!
Oh, wow. Yeah, I used to watch that show a lot.
What else we got? Oh, Freakazoid, which was awesome.
Oh, I didn't,
you didn't see that?
No
Steven
idea.
Spielberg presents Freakazoid?
No idea.
Okay, it starts off in the first two episodes. They acknowledge that it's a kid who accidentally downloads all the information from the internet, which was a new thing, into his brain, which makes him a superhero.
Okay, so he's Chuck.
Okay, which makes him a superhero. 3 or 4 episodes into it, they totally throw that out. He never turns back into the kid again, and he's just the superhero, and they never mention the internet again.
Nice.
They're like, yeah, just whatever, he's a superhero. It was funny. It was funny.
Weird.
Also good, really good voice acting in that one. SWAT Cats, The Radical Squadron. I watched that. Did you? Anybody watch that?
No.
No?
Did you ever watch The Raccoons? It was on the Disney Channel. I was
the
allowed
Raccoons?
To watch that. Yeah.
Was it called The Raccoons?
It was called. I'm pretty sure it was just called The Raccoons.
I could
be forgetting
Shirt
that,
Tails?
No.
What are you talking about? Manchi G's? What are you talking about?
You know, I'm going to look it up now just to make sure it wasn't like a fevered Coke dream.
Yeah, you made that up. Spider-Man Animated. Eli, you had to have watched that. Come on.
I watched some of that. But that was...
Spider-Man Animated was like if cartoons could have bad acting.
Oh, shit.
I think that was on during... parts of art school, so I didn't really watch a lot during that time period. But I'd go over to people's houses to work, and it would be on. We'd watch it.
Did any of you watch Reboot?
No, I tried to watch it, but it was so ugly, I couldn't.
But it was the first CG TV show, wasn't it?
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
Which is why I was like, oh, shit, I want to watch it. And then it was so ugly.
They were in a computer.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I saw a little bit of that.
Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Kill It With Fire.
I had no love for that. I did like Garfield and Friends.
Garfield
and Friends.
Surprises.
I watched that.
And pies
that
of
I
all sizes.
Yeah. I actually like the Friends part better for some reason.
Acme Acres.
Yeah.
You know, I did not know that that was a comic strip because we didn't get it in Beaumont.
I'd never heard of it.
I just like, what? Apparently it was a
Is that actually its own comic strip?
Yeah, it was a Jim Davis comic strip that was just lesser distributed.
I didn't even know that until just right now. Huh. How weird. I thought it was just some other...
He's still alive and has like, you know, four or five people that make Garfield for him.
He's still alive?
Well, it's not like he fucking does storylines or anything anymore.
Do anything.
God damn
it. He puts his name on it. And he gets shithole tons of money.
Fuck yeah, good for him.
And I'm saying he's got a pretty sweet gig. He's got kids that draw and write Garfield, and Garfield's not funny at all. It never has been.
He has a Garfield sweatshop wearing.
Well, yes, I just
seriously, the best thing to ever come of Garfield is the Garfield minus Garfield internet phenomenon.
Yeah. I stopped reading that because it was too much. Like
it's too depressing.
That went too far.
It's too real.
It's just an exploration of one man's bout with insanity and hatred for himself, self-loathing.
I know. Back on the other cartoon that was on during that show, I always liked the egg that walked around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sheldon or Shelbert or...
I think it was Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Sheldon's probably right. Good.
And then the duck. Remember the duck with the with little the floaty thing? Floaty? Yes, it had swim. A duck also. Like yes. They would make the same expression. It's really weird and creepy.
Yes, that was bizarre.
And then Roy, the rooster.
The rooster was the asshole.
Yeah, he was.
And then there was the ham that was the main guy.
Ham.
Pig.
Ham?
I only look at him as ham or bacon. I can't see living pigs.
You're the ham. You're the chicken strips.
Yeah.
You're the hamburger.
And they'd make jokes about bacon and breakfast or something. And everybody would have like a weird look like, did somebody actually write that for this comic?
Yeah,
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's weird.
Like,
who else was there?
You know what?
Wasn't there a girl?
Orson
was the
pig.
There were the twin lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, they were okay.
Orson was the pig.
Orson was the pig.
Orson ham-faced
Dwayne
McGee.
Was the duck.
Dwayne.
Roy was the rooster. And then there was a chick with the egg all the time.
Yeah, that was Sheldon. Shelbert, whatever his name was.
Yeah, no, but there was a chick.
With him, his brother.
Yeah.
He was like all aggressive. He was always chasing a worm.
Yeah. And then there was
two
lambs. There were twins or something.
And then there was a worm.
The worm.
The worm that was always like super smart. Yeah. The smartest animal on the farm.
I'll get that worm.
Man, that show was pretty great.
And he'd come out with like a nuke and be like, fuck it.
It was like Worms, the game.
Yeah, he's like, bring it.
And then Tasmania, the Tasmanian Devil show.
Oh, I forgot he had his own show. Forgot about that.
It was funny as shit.
It was a really good Genesis game about that.
There was actually. Yeah. That was a good game. Wow. Remember his dad was Bing Crosby? You remember
I do remember
that. And
then
sometimes his uncle would show up, and his uncle was Bob Hope.
I never really watched that, but I do remember them in cartoon form and was like
hey, Taz.
So weird.
I think we're going to go on down to the store.
I've never, ever seen that.
Do you want to come?
I'm Ben Crosby.
Yeah, that was weird. And he had like a sister and a little brother named like Jake or something. And he was the only one of them that was like this dysfunctional animal that couldn't speak. That was a funny show, though. Marvin the Martian showed up one time.
I didn't watch that enough to know who was on that show. I just remember Bob Hope being like 600 billion, still doing that show.
It wasn't actually Bob Hope. It was a guy doing his voice, dude. Come on.
Well, but still,
think he was dead.
Well, then that's just rude.
I think he was already dead.
You would think that after he died, they just let it. They'd stop.
I think he was already dead.
No, Bob Hope died recently.
Yeah, he did. A couple years
within
ago.
The past, like, 5 years or so.
All right, let's look it up.
Because everybody figured that this was going to be Bob Hope's last Christmas special. And it was, like, 1998 to 99, 2000, 2001. He's like, you got to really make this one special because this is probably Bob Hope's
Holy
last
shit.
Christmas.
He's like Notorious B.I.G.
He was 100 years old.
Yeah.
When he died in 2003 or
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Like, everybody was like, this is Bob Hope's last
100. That's crazy.
Yeah. My
awesome. Go for him.
My great-grandmother on my dad's side will be 100 next month.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
Yeah.
Wow. Emily's family never dies.
100.
I don't have any old relatives, but her family all lives to like a million.
We actually have a photo on my dad's side of the family of six generations alive in one.
Oh, my God. Six?
That's gross.
Yeah.
They all ate at the same table. passing the biscuits.
Sure. Passing that the, like, crazy. just the gravy. It's the only thing they can eat.
Hide and sleep.
Like, the oldest person that can talk is like, right. Pass the biscuits! And the one at the end of the table is like,
well, no, it's cyclical, because great-great-grandma can only eat baby food along with the great-great.
So she sits at the baby table?
Right. Whatever.
Christmas must be hell.
That's why I don't go.
Okay. Did you know Bob Hope was born in London?
Good day, Governor.
When good night, Bob Hope.
When did he die?
Chip, chip.
2003.
And he was born in 1903.
It was something like that.
He was born on a battleship. No, he wasn't.
Man, he's as old as... Oh, wait, 100. No, he's dead. Yeah.
He's as old as a century.
As a Benjamin.
He's as old as money is represented in $100.
Correct.
Okay. I think the Taz show was called Tasmania. Let's see when it aired.
Sure.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about on the podcast was the whole Joaquin Phoenix thing.
Oh, I didn't want to, I guess, because I'd already done the comic, and so like all the comments had gotten, you know, taken care of it all.
It was,
I guess,
entertaining.
Dude, it's got to be a hoax.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I honestly hope it is,
because
there's more audio that somebody has of him backstage.
I watched the Letterman thing.
Somebody. No. This is like in the green room of the Letterman thing, because somebody kept going up and asking him, like, so this is not real, right? This is a joke. Like, this is all for something, because Casey Affleck is filming all this or whatever. And then he goes off on that dude saying, like, so you're saying my life's a joke? And he just goes on and on and on for a while.
Yeah, but why would you break character at that moment, especially?
I don't know. It just seems really, really
odd.
He's
doing an Andy Kaufman.
However,
it makes people uncomfortable.
During that, in the back, I don't know where the audio is, but if I had it, in the audio you can hear the whoever the rep is for the movie that he's supposed to be, like, pimping.
Yeah.
Gets really pissed and tells him no questions, only questions about the movie. Like, you're not asking questions about the movie, stop asking questions. And that guy keeps getting in there, and that's got to be legit, because if it's a movie studio that's losing money, that shit's for real. Like, those guys don't fuck around when it comes to...
I think this is part of him promoting the movie. I think he's propelled himself to a point in Hollywood gossip where he is, you know, top of the list for what's he going to do next, and he's claiming this is his last film ever. So people are going to see it, and they're already showing it on HDNet before it even hits theaters. It looks stupid. It's an indie film about a guy that falls in love with two different women.
Well,
it's
then
called Two Lovers. Imagine that.
I don't know. If it's a bit, then... If he's making a movie or a documentary, like, the studio could sue him at some point saying, you didn't do your job promoting our movie. You were making some other movie while you should have been promoting our movie.
I would assume
we're going to sue your ass.
I would assume they're in on it.
I don't think so.
He's propelled himself to more.
What studio has done
status.
Anything like this that would actually allow?
It's an
them
independent
to
film. There's not a huge studio behind it. It's like Fox Searchlight or somebody.
I gotta go drop a deuce.
Well,
consider that your official notice.
I hate that about you. I bet it comes out rainbow colored.
I hope it does.
Why do you have so much hair?
I'll be back.
You're supposed to shave that shit. You have too much hair. I just noticed that. I haven't seen him in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's been like 2 weeks.
Has it?
He was
well,
here last week.
He didn't come last week, and...
He didn't?
No.
No, that was the whole Christian...
Maybe neither did you. You're like this guy. Beardy, what's his name?
What's that?
Beardy Magoo, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix. Sorry, Denise couldn't be here. Did you watch the interview on Letterman?
Yeah, I couldn't really get through the whole
thing. Oh my god, because at the end, Letterman's
I didn't
like...
I want to watch the whole
Letterman's
thing.
Obviously not in on it, and he's like...
And not pleased
so,
about it.
Yeah, sorry Joaquin Phoenix couldn't be here.
Right. No, oh, that was painful to watch. I couldn't sit through.
Yeah, I like when he's like, well, you know, maybe we'll have you back, you know. He's like, I wouldn't mind performing, you know, and he's like, oh.
He just laughs at him.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That was hilarious.
But he's like, but we'll keep you in the Rolodex. And I was like, that's a pretty genius line.
Did you watch that they're comparing it to the first interview that Crispin Glover did on Letterman?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And that's on YouTube.
Was it
and
bad, too?
It's worse. He's, like, confrontational. and Letterman asks him a question, and he goes, like, I'm strong. I'm strong. I can arm wrestle. Do you want to arm wrestle, Dave? I can kick. And he stands up and, like, ninja kicks right at Letterman's face.
And almost hits him.
And Letterman goes, that's it. I'm out. I'm done with this. And he walks off the stage.
Are you serious? Live?
Yeah. And then it goes to commercial, and he comes back, and he's kind of laughing about it. And he goes, hey, I'm 40. Because it was a long time ago. He goes, I'm 40. I went to college. This ain't how I'm going out. Okay? Not for this kind of crap. This isn't how I'm going to die. Some Yahoo kicking me in the face. All right? Not doing it. He was not pleased. He was not amused at all.
Oh, wow.
Letterman would be one of those interesting people that he's not on my high list of people that I would like to meet, but because he comes off sometimes as a cock.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to the guy in the sense of, like, he kind of does it his way, and he's kind of like, I don't really give a fuck.
If I had to choose between him and Leno, I watch neither, but he's actually funny.
I'd rather be on a conversation with him than Leno.
His show's not funny, really, but Letterman is a funny person. Leno, I don't know if his stand-up, I guess, was funny in the 80s, maybe, but his show's so terrible.
Well, the thing with Leno, though, is I've seen him in interviews also, like, I think for some reason, I don't know, I had, like, the TV on one time. It was when the Man Show was still going on comedy. And I think that guy, what's his name? The guy that's not Jimmy Kimmel.
Adam Carolla.
He was interviewing Jay Leno because Jay Leno has this huge collection of cars.
Yeah.
And Adam Carolla is, like, a big car enthusiast also. Mm-hmm. So he was interviewing him. Jay Leno sounded just like a regular person. He wasn't cracking stupid
jokes.
That's
my perception of him the same, because I see him on all the Discovery shows about cars. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what he cares about.
Right.
He, like, buys and restores steam-driven cars.
Yeah.
Like, steam-powered. And then drives them around the studio parking lots and stuff. And that's all he cares about. And this gig is just sweet. It's millions
money,
and millions
he
and
can
millions
buy cars
of dollars.
Right.
And I don't think he has any real enthusiasm for it.
I think he would just, depending on the circumstances, like...
Of course, he's done in, like, 2 weeks.
But then he's getting another show in primetime.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know.
The whole purpose of him retiring was to be off TV. And he's staying on the same network.
Yeah.
And he's going to be an hour earlier. He's going to be leading into his old time slot.
I would just think that if you have...
Same kind of show?
Apparently, yeah. It's a talk show.
It's a talk show.
And I would not be surprised if it got canceled.
In primetime. And nobody really watches...
Yeah, what's it going to be? Like 8 or 9 o'clock or something?
It's like 8 o'clock, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to not watch whatever hour-long drama I'm watching to watch Leno.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scheduled time for watching with wife or girlfriend or whatever, like CSI or something kick-ass.
Leno is for... The only people that watch Leno are turning it on to fall asleep.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, you watch those shows when you're in bed.
Yeah.
Not really paying a whole lot of attention.
There's no way you're going to make it to the full hour. Yeah. Much less fucking Carson Daly afterwards. Or what's the other douchebag? Jimmy Kimmel?
No, it's Carson Daly.
No, Jimmy Kimmel and Daly both have the super
late
slot.
No, they're going to bring Carson Daly back. Or no.
They should
Jimmy
be staying
Kimmel,
where they
they're
are.
Bringing him to Conan's spot, and then they're shifting everybody down.
Well, I believe they're just putting Jimmy Fallon in Conan's show. And that's not changing at all.
No, I thought he was getting that time slot because...
Jimmy Fallon is taking over Conan's show completely. Same show.
Oh, okay.
But Jimmy Kimmel currently has a super late night show.
Right.
I don't think it's changing. But does anyone actually... I mean, I've seen clips of the Carson Daly show. And oh my God, it's just like a fucking...
That's like,
I can't stand him.
That's like toilet water.
Yeah, it's like watching cardboard melt in the rain. It's fucking... There's nothing interesting about it.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I think we were talking about Letterman and Leno, but Letterman and Joaquin Phoenix started it. But But see, Letterman is like the prime place to do that kind of... If what he's doing is weird social experiment performance art, because that's where Andy Kaufman used to go do all his weirdness. And the guy from American Splendor, Harvey Pekar, would go there and be an asshole to Letterman. That was his whole bit. He'd go there and complain. So, there's that.
Yeah, nighttime. I don't get it.
What are you talking about?
Nighttime TV, I just don't get it.
Oh, okay.
I like watching Conan from time to time, but...
Yeah, he takes over on, I think, the 20th?
Yeah.
He used to be a lot funnier, though.
2,000 shows. I saw him on Inside the Actor Studio. It was very strange. He's not really an actor.
No. Yeah. Craig Ferguson's kind of funny.
I hate him.
Really?
Yep.
I've seen his show a couple of times. He was mostly funny for most of
those. I find his accent distracting, and...
It's not his fault.
I don't think he's funny.
There were a couple of bits he did that was really funny, actually.
I liked him on Drew Carey, I think. I was much younger when Drew Carey was on.
No, the Drew Carey show. I remember watching that when I was in college, because they would show the reruns all the time on TBS or something. That was actually kind of funny.
And on that up note, I guess we'll end it.
Are we done?
You got anything else?
That bong that Mike Phelps was using.
Oh my god.
Pro bong.
It was fucking. That was
thanks for reiterating
professionals.
That.
Was some grade A bong.
That was like the one that I saw. I won't say who had it, but it was called the.
It was you.
No. But
was it me?
What's
I don't
it
remember.
Called? No. It's like one of those
remember.
Big. It's one
it
of those.
Awesome
you know, have you ever seen those big ass tall ones that like.
Yeah.
This tall, and it's like the vortex one. It's like you fill it with
the vortex. That sounds serious.
Yeah. It fucking
it's
is.
For pros.
It is serious.
It's for real pros.
This is not a laughing matter. Well, it will be later.
And like, you have
bong,
to. You have
bong
to, like,
is serious business.
I can't remember exactly how it works, but I think you turn it upside down, and like as the vortex spins down, you hit it.
You go back in time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you hit the bong at that
it's
point.
It's a black hole.
But it's fucking.
And there's a singularity inside it.
It's massive, and I was like, "God damn, that's like a $200 bong. Like, it has to be." It was just funny to me because
I'll talk to Robert Steele and see if he's got one hiding around somewhere.
Yeah, just mention that it makes a vortex because I saw that and was like, "Oh God damn! Like, that's fucking for serious pros. That's like above pro. That's like." Real professional, like you get paid to smoke dope,
like the X Games. It's like professional sports for bong
stoners.
Usage. Their problem is the athletes never actually show up to the events.
What?
What day is it? I was practicing.
Shit. Was that Saturday? Wait, is today Saturday?
Today is next Saturday, Steve. Now get in the van.
What?
Okay.
It's like on Sunny when they wake up after doing crack. Right. Shit, we missed our doctor's appointment. What time is it? It's Thursday.
All right, that's all for the post show. I guess Eli's going to go have some rainbow cake with peanut butter. Or you already had some, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for your donations. Thanks for your support.
You know, looking at the crumbs here, this actually looks like
the
aftermath of a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
It does, doesn't it? I wonder if it would turn your water kind of a beigeish pink.
Right, and then you would drink it.
Yeah. That wasn't even cereal. That was like shavings of sugar. Like
sugar shavings.
Oh, so good. Oh, so good.
Someone just entered the room saying, "Hi, guys, I'm so late. Too late. Hi, Josh."
Oh.
Wait, who is that?
K-A-J, Kaj, Kaj.
Oh, okay.
Show's over, bro.
My name is Kaj.
All right, we're done.